You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine. The mystery of Ukraine is that this is a 1,000-year-old struggle, a 400-year-old struggle, anywhere you want struggle, between Moscow and Kyiv, between the people of Russia and the people of Ukraine, who are often the same. I welcome Katrina Vandenhovel, the editorial director of The Nation, also the publisher of The Nation magazine, to comment on these last days of the way Ukraine's story is being reported here in the United States, also in Europe, and what appears to be a drumbeat of war, especially because of these bulletins that come up from the U.S. State Department. Katrina, a very good evening to you. It is dispiriting to read of an imminent or at any moment Russian attack, and yet the evidence we have is that the picture has not changed in these last weeks and months about Russian deployment exercises in and around the Ukraine border. How do you measure the news coming out of Washington, especially the State Department? Good evening to you, Katrina.
Thank you, John. There's a drumbeat for war on the part of our media and much of the political class, the establishment class, which has over these last years in a kind of amnesiac fit decided to wipe out decades of history. What's striking, I was reading today, it's a very good piece. It's a review of Bill Burns, the CIA head. He wrote a book called The Back Channel a few years ago. And what it shows is that, first of all, Putin is part of the establishment in the context of NATO expansion. Yeltsin, who we considered part of the West, would do what we wished. He was vociferously opposed to NATO expansion, and that was almost prior to Ukraine and Georgia in 2008. So I think we're witnessing a U.S. media more intent on covering what you said, John, is troop deployment that has been underway for months and months, and covering the diplomacy. I mean, this is a day of very interesting diplomacy, as you follow carefully. I mean, you have the new German leader in Washington, as I understand. Macron, I hope, is channeling his inner de Gaulle and is heading to Moscow. I believe there's stops in Kiev. And these are the key players in the so-called Minsk agreement, which did have a moment in 2015 and might now, but that is remains the best diplomatic alternative. But our media is the danger with clear, persistent, patient diplomacy, which too often our media characterizes as appeasement, is that it needs time and it needs space. Our media is rewriting some of the same stories because it doesn't know how to advance a diplomatic story. So that is part of the problem, I think. And you're getting extremist coverage, for example, these intelligence plots with barely any resourcing, get front page attention or come as, you know, the latest news from a CNN, which is an implosion itself. But so it's a fascinating, dangerous, dangerous moment.
I ask your help to present what we can of the diplomatic chronology. 2015, Minsk II arranged in the capital of Belarus, and in attendance at that time was the leader of France, the leader of Germany, the leader of Russia, and the leader of Kiev. The same offices are available today, and they're in motion. The leader of France intending to continue communicating with the leader of Russia, the leader of Germany in America consulting with the United States, and the leader of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, saying repeatedly, and also through his agents, saying repeatedly, there is no imminent invasion. It's as if we're not listening to the purpose of
the very country of the focus. No, John, I tweeted last night, there are more the hotheads in Washington are the ones leading this framework. Zelensky has asked that all this talk of imminence be put down a little because it's harming the Ukrainian economy, the spirit. What's interesting to me about the new Minsk format is that you have new leaders. You have new leaders in Germany and France and in Ukraine. Zelensky ran on an anti-war ticket. I think, you know, he didn't have a constituency. He had to rely on many of the extreme right-wing nationalist forces. And he doesn't have the sufficient strength to, he didn't at that point. Maybe now. The new German government, I think, is trying to find a way, not interested in war in the European context. Can you just, one thing I think is lost in so much of the coverage, there was a story, our David Bromwich was a terrific column in the current issue of The Nation about how the New York Times is covering the Ukraine crisis. Didn't have time. It came after his column. But yesterday there was a column by the longtime scientific reporter William Broad, and it was about the Budapest memorandum, I believe, of 1994 and the removal of nukes at the end of the Soviet Union from Ukraine. But it was almost a lament that Ukraine didn't have nuclear weapons. But there's so little coverage when our pundits, our political class talks about, well, we're looking at 50,000 casualties probably. There's not even an awareness that these are two nuclear powers. And you could see without too much trouble a miscalculation moving to tactical nuclear weapons, which in these last years, the kind of taboo on discussion of those has been broken by key generals in both countries, many countries, about use of tactical nuclear weapons. So I think there's a loss of coverage of the actual catastrophe, apocalypse of this possibility of war.
Right. The war is not acceptable. We can agree on that. And diplomacy is in slow motion. Now, Katrina,
could be, I think, you know, there are 200 Florida National Guards in Ukraine right now, and all the attention to troops coming from Fort Bragg. I've continued to say I don't think those on the border are the real problem, but the internal advisors and weapons. If you have Western U.S. advisors on the front lines, that's a different ballgame in the conflict of war.
The advisors around President Biden match the advisors around President Putin. There is a national security lobby in the Kremlin as well as in Washington. Mr. Putin is listening to those voices and balancing. Mr. Biden is listening to those voices and balancing. Is that what you mean by diplomacy takes time? That it's a fact?
I mean, well, first of all, you have what happens in these situations, I believe, is hawks are ascendant. But what has happened to our media, it seems to me, John, we've talked about this, is reporters have a key on their computer, Putin. There's not much reporting or awareness until recently that there is a blob in Moscow. There's a political establishment. There's a foreign policy establishment made of military intelligence, other. And the idea that Putin alone is controlling everything, this idea, how many times have you heard it? Well, we can't read what's in Putin's mind. I mean, that's baby talk. It's not what, you know, in Putin's mind, it's the constellation of forces, what's happening on the ground, what's happening in diplomatic channels. And the idea that it's all been Putin since 2000, as Bill Burns, head of the CIA, argues, this has been a political class which has watched the West, which bears a blame, as does, you know, it's not all Russia aggression blame. The United States, as the head of the CIA says in his book, the United States played a role in the, you know, he doesn't take it up to today, but in the disaster we're witnessing now because of primarily NATO expansion and the kind of rubbing the nose of Russia in its weakness after the end of the Soviet Union.
Katrina Van.
I will say one other thing that really concerns me, John, and you talked to Steve a lot about this, my late husband, Stephen Cohen, is those who are skeptical about the arguments, the what the press secretaries are telling us. when you have Jen Psaki saying someone is sounding like a Russian talking point, or the head of the State Department press person saying someone is giving comfort to the Russians by asking skeptical questions, you're in bad terrain. And I do think the failure of skeptical reporting and questioning played some role in leading us to this very dangerous moment.
Katrina Vandenhove is the editorial director of The Nation magazine. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.